So you've been on the show before, but you might just remind listeners what the company does.
Thanks very much, Amber. Yeah, NextGen Cyber, we're a cybersecurity business. Myself and my partners are based across the UK and Ireland. So last year we founded NextGen Cyber in Ireland, and we've been growing over the last 9-10 months. We essentially work with businesses of all sizes, but anything from 1 to 2 users working in an organization up to 30 or 40 users. And we really provide cybersecurity advice, education and guidance on how to secure your business in today's modern digital world.
Fantastic. And you touched on it there. It's very timely at the moment because, you know, I think we're all aware of the different, like, you know, scams and the fraud that's there. It's an important business, I suppose, for the world that we live in.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so many digital businesses, so many digital apps out there. And everyone's been moving to digitize their business, whether it's for marketing or sales purposes, or just efficiencies within companies. So there's a lot of apps that can help you in your day-to-day business. That move to digital services has meant that a lot more businesses are online. And so then there's risks there in terms of managing it. And companies have embraced digital technology, but they haven't necessarily considered what risks come with that. And so we're here, I suppose, to provide advice and to help educate people on the risks and how to secure themselves.
Technology is great, and we've really seen the benefits of it, I suppose, especially during the pandemic as well, when businesses could adapt and could move online and a lot of jobs could go online, which was great to see as well. And that was all through the use of technology. But it must be a really interesting area to be in as well, because it's constantly kind of, you know, adapting and changing. And there's a lot happening in the area at the moment. So it must be really interesting from day to day in the business.
Yeah, I suppose no 2 days are the same. And companies are always looking to do new things and innovating all the time. So with that change in technology, we are having to keep up, which makes it very interesting for us personally. But it also means that a business that secured themselves yesterday or last year can't rest on what they did last year. Because it's moving so fast, you need to be continuously updating systems. You need to be continuously updating your training and education for staff. And you need to be looking what was safe yesterday, as I said, mightn't be safe tomorrow. And so it's a continuous moving target. And that's really the struggle that businesses have, is how to keep up. So we try to be that local advice here in Kerry for companies to stay secure.
That's really, really interesting. And it's great that you're here in Kerry for people that want to reach out. Are you noticing that more and more businesses are reaching out to you?
Totally. The main question, or the thing that a lot of businesses struggle with, is how secure are we actually? You know, how secure is my business? Because there's so many different apps out there, it's very hard to know what do I need to do to secure my business. I think a recent survey showed that there's over 16,000 different cybersecurity apps. So where do you start when you've got so many to choose from? And then it's not just a case of buying one app and you're secure. And so it's getting the right balance for your business and the industry you're working in. A financial services business will be very different from, say, a mechanic business, yet both of them have cybersecurity needs. And so it's understanding the needs as it relates to your business. So yeah, it keeps evolving, and we're there to help and support and getting lots of inquiries, which is great.
That's great. And I can imagine so, because it sounds like there's an awful lot to think of there for the different businesses. But as I said, absolutely great that you're there and on hand to help them. You took part in the NDRC Pre-Accelerator Programme. Why did you decide to take part?
Well, it really comes back to what we've been doing as a business, and that question of, is my business secure? When customers have been asking that question, they've come to us and they've said, how do we know if our business is secure or not? And generally then we'd carry out an audit and we'd assess their business and we'd look at the areas that they're very strong in and they're secure and safe in. And we'd identify the areas of weakness or particular risks. So we've seen that as a real opportunity to address industry-wide and to provide for customers an application that would help them answer, is my business secure? So starting with that first engagement, an app that would ask you the relevant questions to get an idea of the size of your business, and then from there, help highlight the areas that you're strong in terms of security and the areas that can be improved. But like I said, it's not just one area or fix it yesterday and it will be good going forward. It's continuously updating. So with the concept of the app, once you've secured your business, it's then where is it next month? And being able to check in regularly to see, you might be all 10 out of 10 in green ticks or stars, but in a month's time, there might be an area that needs strengthening again. And so it's that continuous assessment and being able to check back and say, is my business secure? And have an app that says, yes, it is, or no, there's these areas that you can strengthen.
That's fantastic. And it's great to have something physical like that in front of you that you can just, you know, check in an app like that and you can actually see, yeah, I'm great in these areas, but as you mentioned, maybe I'm struggling a bit here, because it's much easier to monitor then from a day to day and a month to month, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And it's not just the app itself, but it's it's educating users as well. So part of the app will help to secure your business, help to show the gaps, but it will also inform customers of areas that they need to strengthen. What I find is that, you know, people are afraid of technology, or they hear cybersecurity and they stick their head in the sand somewhat and say, oh God, I hope it doesn't happen to me. I hope I don't have a cyber attack or a threat against my business. What we want to do within Next Gen Cyber is take away the technology jargon and make it simple and straightforward for people to understand. Cybersecurity is just another risk to a business. And so through the app, we want to inform and educate people on how to secure their businesses and make it something that's easy and understandable. So we haven't yet launched the app. We're doing beta testing with a number of customers, and we've had a questionnaire and a survey out there doing market research to understand what are the areas that people need help with and what are the areas that they struggle with when it comes to starting that conversation of, am I secure? But that questionnaire really is, it's a very simple questionnaire. So there's 9 questions to it, and it guides a customer through telling you a bit about their business, but then asking them questions about their security posture. When they answer that questionnaire, we get a score at the end of it, and we're able to share that with the customer. And some customers think they're really secure and they're scoring 10 out of 10, and other customers think that they're not secure at all. It's never usually the two extremes, but it's starting with that, what's your own perception of how secure your business is, and then peeling it back. And we're able to take that questionnaire to then create that initial score for their business and then build from there and help them address the areas of weakness. That's been really helping us to refine what the app's going to be. We're looking forward to launching the app later this year. And the NDRC have been great at bringing that process to the whole design and development of our app. So that design thinking, getting that customer feedback early and incorporating that into what we deliver. So, you know, 6 months ago, if we'd built the app, it would look completely different to what it's going to look like now. And that customer interaction and working with NDRC to get those feedback loops early has helped us to refine what we're going to be building out.
It's great to have a program like that available here in the county, you know, in the RDI hub in Killorglin, isn't it? Just to, as you said, to bring it to the next level and to make it, I suppose, exactly what you want it to be, but to get that expertise along the way.
Absolutely. Like the NDRC have had over the last number of weeks, they've had guest speakers come and talk to us, businesses that are doing really well in their own rights. And it really gives you that sense of being able to go out there and do something, or starting from a blank page and having the ambition to go and do that. You know, these founders that are speaking to us are telling us about the challenges they've had to overcome. And even the other businesses that we're working with on the program, there's some really inspirational companies. Some of the ideas and products and problems that they're looking to fix for the public are amazing. And so working together as a group, you get a lot of help and support that you wouldn't necessarily get just working amongst yourselves. And it also makes you think about the different questions to ask. You know, we'd be very technically minded and thinking of challenges for cybersecurity from a technical perspective. But then when you speak with another founder who's non-technical at all, they come at it from a different perspective. So it's really good to get those different companies, businesses, and bounce ideas off each other.
It certainly is. It's great to have that. And it sounds like you have a great camaraderie as well. And I know you're looking towards the showcase day now, which is the 17th of May, and you're kind of working towards that. That'll be a great way for you to show off exactly what you've been working on, I suppose, the last few weeks and months.
Yeah, the showcase day will be really good. It'll be great to hear the other founders, their pitches, and to see how their businesses have developed over the last 6 to 8 weeks. And it will also be an opportunity for us to refine exactly what we're doing within Next Gen Cyber and get that pitch clear, not just for funding and development and building the app going forward, but for ourselves to be able to articulate it to customers clearly. You know, it will help with business development and talking to customers about what Next Gen Cyber are doing and how it differs from what's there in the market today.
It certainly will. Well, the very best of luck with it. And thanks a million for joining me on the show.
Thanks very much, Ember.
I also spoke to Yasmina Runadoa from Redicare.
So tell me about your company.
I am the co-founder of Redicare. Redicare aims to simplify the way the therapists manage their business. We are speaking about physiotherapists and complementary medicine therapists.
Fantastic. And when did you start working on the business?
We started just a few months ago. We had this idea and we went to the weekend founder with the RDI Hub, and they were very, very supportive. So they supported us and they showed us that the option to go to the New Frontiers program. And this is where we developed our idea, and we went from the idea to the beta version of our platform. It is online right now. It just happened a few months ago, but with all the support we have in Kerry, it really went really quickly. It is not yet officially launched. It is the beta version. So we are going to have our first clients and work closely with them about what they need exactly and how to adapt it as much as we can to their needs. And then we will be launching officially in September.
Fantastic. Exciting times ahead. So it must be great to see it getting to this stage at the very least, given all the work that you've put in over the last few months, Yasmina.
Thank you. Yes, it is. Yes.
You decided to take part in the NDRC pre-accelerator program at the RDI Hub in Killorglin.
Why did you decide that that program was a good one for you to, I suppose, take your business to the next level?
In fairness, since I did the founder weekend last year, I really wanted to join. I couldn't last year because we were too early at that stage, but this year it was possible and we were so, so lucky that we have been accepted. The reason for that is that the RDI Hub is an amazing space for any entrepreneur. We have all the support we need. Everything is made around the startups. And yes, I love going there as much as I can. And it is a very supportive program, yes.
That's brilliant. Will you talk us through some of the different things that you did, I suppose, and what maybe helped you get your business to where it is at the moment through the program?
I think it is about the pitch, being ready to explain what we are doing, how we are doing it, and to have a clear idea about who are our clients, how to go to get them, what to tell them, to be ready to shift if needed. And we had the support through the whole process, and I really cannot thank them enough for everything they did through the whole several weeks we have been together. Yes,
I was talking to Michael earlier there, and he was saying that, you know, it was a really supportive group and that you got to learn from founders, I suppose, who'd been there before, who maybe saw some of the challenges and were able to kind of come around them in their own way. So it's great to have that kind of a program that gives you access to people who've been there before and who know exactly what they're talking about. Did you find that helpful, Yasmina?
Of course, as entrepreneur, we get to feel very lonely and we think that we are the only ones stuck with our problems. And once we open up to other entrepreneurs, we understand that we are all going through the same issues and the same challenges, and we learn from the other people's experience. It is priceless, really, to have access to the other entrepreneur and to learn from their experience and to find the keys to go quicker in what we are doing ourselves.
That's really great to hear. I know you're working towards a showcase day now. It's taking place on the 17th of May. How are you feeling ahead of that, or what plans, I suppose, are you putting in place ahead of that showcase day?
I am very lucky because I am from Kerry, and the showcase is in the RDI Hub, as you said, because other people are coming from all around Ireland and they have never been there before. So I know how it looks like. I know what to expect. I know that I will have a few faces that I know. And I think it is very supportive because we need someone who understands what we are doing. But it is challenging in the way that I think there will be over 60 people in the room, and to be pitching in front of everyone, it will be exciting, but at the same time challenging. So we are doing all we can to be ready for that speech.
It sounds like a challenge, all right, and it sounds like it might be a bit daunting, but it's also a great way to showcase your work, I suppose, and to showcase what you've built and what the company that you have created in Rida Care.
Exactly. This is it, because we are building this project around therapists, as I said, and we would like to give them the best help and the best support they need in several aspects of their business, like the booking system or the admins or the reviews or even the educational content, because they are finding that their own clients are lacking information about complementary medicine. So we want to also answer this question there and be there for them, because they are there for their patients. And we are very lucky that we have the RDI Hub here in Kerry to support us doing all that.
You certainly are. The very best of luck with the showcase.
Thank you so much, Amber. It was a pleasure.
Clodagh Moynihan, the CEO of Acorn Cloud, is also taking part in the NDRC Pre-Accelerator Programme.
So first of all, will you tell us a bit about your own business?
So Acorn Cloud was developed by Oakview over the past number of years. And towards the end of last year, we launched it to the open market. So Acorn Cloud is a software that's been developed specifically for the early years sector. And our USP, I suppose, would be that it has been developed by professionals in the early years for early years.
Fantastic. And what does the software do, or what does it tell people in the childcare sector?
I suppose it's a complete package in that it has room management, finance, HR, accounts, day-to-day management, compliancy. Basically, it ticks all the boxes.
And it's great, as you said, because it's developed by people who are in the industry, so they know what they're talking about, so you know
Absolutely.
What areas needed to be addressed or needed to be looked into, which is obviously very beneficial for those who are availing of it.
Yeah, we'd spent years looking for something that would tick all the boxes, but you'd have to actually avail of different packages, whereas we've just put everything together in one package.
When did you start working on it?
Probably going back about 2020, around COVID, when everyone was twiddling their fingers and didn't know what to do. So that was when we had time really to dedicate ourselves to it.
Fantastic. And you decided to take part in the NDRC Pre-Accelerator Programme in the RDI Hub in Killorglin. Why did you think that would be beneficial?
To be honest, I suppose for me it was a complete change of career from managing 9 creches around Ireland to going to working from home, working on a software. So the mentorship has been absolutely outstanding. And Garrod in Killorglin, he's just been brilliant support.
It's great to have that kind of support, isn't it, here in Kerry, that, you know, you kind of identified a gap in the market, you came up with the solution and, you know, you worked on it, but you need to have the support from people, and you need to have even someone just to kind of sound it out with, you know, sometimes just to kind of give you that bit of confidence. It's great to have that here through that programme, in a place you can go and get that. I can imagine it really probably helps you in your journey.
Oh, it's been absolutely unbelievable. The support I've received so far from Garrod and the NDRC, from the enterprise, local enterprise office, Conor Slattery, the support in Kerry has been outstanding.
And I was speaking to the other Kerry businesses that took part in the programme as well. And something that they mentioned was the fact that there was leaders coming in, I suppose, or people who'd been through it before, maybe, and kind of giving their own expertise, or, you know, just talking through how they got through different challenges, or they came up with solutions for different things. And they found that really, really beneficial. I can imagine you're probably the same. Did you find that was helpful when you were kind of looking at different areas of your own business?
Absolutely, especially parts of the business that I wouldn't have experienced in, like marketing, sales. Definitely not a salesperson, try to learn that skill. It's been great listening to others.
You've an opportunity now, you're taking part in a showcase day, which is taking place the 17th of May, and that'll kind of give you a chance, I suppose, to show off all the hard work that you've put in to the business, and just to let people know exactly what the business is all about. So you must be looking forward to that, Clodagh.
Absolutely. It'll be a great day, I think, as well for networking, because a lot of us, we see each other online twice a week, but you have to actually sit down and meet people. It'll be great.
And what stage is the business at the moment?
It's launched. We already have, we're providing the service to a number of creches around Ireland. So it's just to, I think, break the back in the market, which can be the hardest.
Absolutely. And what kind of a response are you getting so far from the people who have availed of it?
Really good. Absolutely. So positive. It's been really, the uptake has been really great.
That's brilliant. It probably makes all the hard work and the stress, I suppose, behind the scenes all worthwhile.
And I think the biggest part is the fact that when I go and meet people, I know their pains and I know where they struggle. And it's an instant connection.
And if someone is listening now and they're in the industry and they're kind of thinking, oh, this sounds like something that I'd be interested in, where can they find it, or how can they go about learning more about the business?
We have a website, acorncloud.net, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all the usuals.
Brilliant. And I can imagine you would encourage people just to kind of examine it anyway. You know, they probably don't need to get it if it's not for them, but it's worth looking into it anyway, because as you said, it covers everything, really.
Absolutely. We do a 7-day trial. Normally, though, that we find the trial doesn't really work. It's better if you actually go out and spend a day with somebody and talk them through it, because it can be over. It's like anything. You just do a trial and try to find the time and all of that. So
And it's great that you are there and that you can go out and meet someone and spend the day with them and talk them through it, because it can be very daunting for people, as you said, if they've never had something like this before, this kind of software. So you kind of talk them through it and explain how everything works.
Absolutely. And there's no commitment. It's a rolling monthly subscription. So it's not like they're tying themselves into anything, any huge commitment financially.
Claude, it's an exciting time for you. You've launched, but as you said, you're kind of focusing on now, you know, growing the business and reaching out, making more connections. Is that the plan kind of for the foreseeable future, just to keep growing it and to keep expanding?
Oh, absolutely. It's a long-term plan.
Fantastic. Excellent. Thanks, Amina, for joining me on the show. It's been lovely talking to you, and enjoy the showcase day.
Thank you, Amber.